Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Rusty Manziel from 24/7 Sports joining us via the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line here on The Fan, 680-93.7 FM. Thanks for your time today, Rusty. How you feeling this fine Monday morning?
I'm disappointed that I didn't have the walk-up music that little kid did that went viral this weekend. Like, I needed some Fat Joe. I needed something to get a little bounce into me this morning coming on this big-time show.
We were going to have you come up to some Doja Cat, because I'm a big fan of Doja Cat, too, not necessarily for her music. But we were talking off the air about just the philosophical change in college football that's been going on. And I asked you, and I wanted to bring this to the air, just the recruiting aspect now with the transfer portal. And you said at 24/7 Sports, you guys now have a whole faction, almost like the NWO, that has to deal with that.
We got two different departments. I cover high school recruiting. The minute they go into the portal, we have another department that says, okay, this kid's considering this school. This is where he's going to visit. They reach out, you know. So it's a daily thing now, and I know they're trying to make these new deadlines, the smaller windows, and those types of things. So it's all new, and everybody has an opinion on it. It's not changing. That part is. I think the part that's going to change is going to be windows. Mm-hmm. Maybe a two-week window at the end of December and maybe a two-week window at the end of spring practice, which would make it nuts. You're talking about almost 2,000 players in this thing. It's crazy.
Yeah, and unfortunately, kids are realizing maybe they're not D1 players and they end up going somewhere else. We got to talk about Arch Manning.
Sure.
I know you've been all over it.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, I'm a little tired of the story already, and it's not because of you guys. It's just he's in the news seemingly every single week. He announced Georgia in early June, and then it's going to be Alabama and then Texas for third visit.
Yeah.
If you had an early clubhouse leader, who do you think it is?
This is how I answer him. I have to be real careful with this.
Right.
I think Georgia is a serious contender here. Now, you don't want to finish two for Arch Manning. There's no points in finishing two for a guy like this. But I'm confident in saying Georgia is a serious threat. They have just as good a chance as anybody with him. I think him now taking official visits tells you they're still in the evaluation process. They're in no hurry. This is what I say. Texas and Georgia, anybody will wait till the end for Arch Manning. I don't think it'll go too much into football season, but Georgia and Texas, they will wait till the very end for this one.
It's interesting with that because Alabama and Georgia obviously have the national title pedigree.
Sure.
Steve Sarkisian's an offensive wizard, and Texas is going to do whatever they can to win again.
Yep.
Is that the reason they're in it? Is there a bigger connection that maybe I'm missing?
Well, it's a brand. So Texas is the brand. You know, no matter if you're a fan of them or not, that is the brand in college football. And also Steve Sarkisian walks in with an offensive resume, and this is what I did with this type of players, and this is where I put these guys. So with Kirby Smart walking in going, we just won the national championship. I got XXXXX doing it. Steve Sarkisian is on his side going, look, this is what I did with a big-time quarterback and receivers. I made everybody a lot of money.
It's always good. Rusty Manziel, 24/7 Sports, sitting down with us. You mentioned a name, I guess, about a year and a half ago, and we had Kirby on maybe a month ago talking about some of the standouts.
Sure.
Smile Munden,
yeah.
What is this guy going to bring to the defensive side as Georgia loses basically everybody off one of the greatest defenses ever?
Brian knows this. The game has changed. You don't want to be a 6'2", 245-pound thumper linebacker anymore because you're mostly a two-down guy.
Mm-hmm.
Smile Munden is that 6'3", 215-pound guy who can rush the passer, who can cover, and oh, by the way, can take that guard off. You look at Quay Walker. Quay Walker's value to the NFL was he can rush the passer on third down. Oh, by the way, he can cover a tight end. He can also take on a guard. So that's what I say, the new age type guy. And Smile Munden out of Paulding County, this kid's 6'3", played tailback. And they pitched it to the first time I ever saw him play, he takes a tall sweep 80 to the house.
Oh, no.
And I was like, you know what? That's a dude. Check the next box. So you've got to be able to stay on the field in the NFL to be a high-level guy. Same way at Georgia. They mix match those coverages and stuff. And I can't believe Quay Walker went in the first round. I'm like, listen, you didn't watch what he was doing. The guy can cover in the red zone. They were matching him up on backs and tight ends. And Brian knows that the value of that. I think Smile Munden will bring that type of – not saying he's a first-rounder, but he can stay on the field at Georgia for three downs.
Rusty, we were talking about the – three schools that Arch will make official visits to this summer, Georgia, Alabama, Texas. There's a really interesting article that you guys have up on your website, 247sports.com. He specifically says, and this is what we were discussing earlier in the program as it relates to Georgia, he says, I'm looking forward to seeing what they do with the quarterbacks this year. What do you think he's implying there?
Obviously, he's going to see if they're going to put up some yardage and what they're doing offensively. I don't think people really kind of look at Stetson Bennett's numbers. What, I think he was 29 touchdowns and 7 picks.
Right.
That's a hell of a year. But I think people want to see more explosion. They want to see that, you know, 4,000 yard. Can they do the Bryce Young, the things, right, those types of things? And can it be a more spread out, wide open offense instead of every now and then, you know, hey, we're going to pound you with these running backs and stuff? I think when the negative recruiting I hear of schools against Georgia is, look, they're going to throw their tight ends and they're going to run the ball. So now Georgia's got to show, hey, we're going to turn this thing loose and we're going to have a playmaker on the edge. It's going to be a first rounder.
When it comes to, like, the evaluation process of how you look at Arch Manning right now, and yep, compare him to the other great quarterbacks that you have seen and evaluated over the years coming out of high school, and where they are and where he is at the same point in the evaluation process as a guy who's about to be a senior in high school.
The only question, just be straight to the point, the only question Arch Manning is competition. I mean, he's not playing guys that are D1 guys. He's not playing the speed he's going to see. Now, he's 6'3". He's got a hose. He's got the bloodline. Mm-hmm. He's athletic. He can make every single throw. If his name was Arch Michaels, he would be a top 20 pick. I mean, top 20 prospect in the country. No question.
Sam, my bloodline's not the
your
same.
Bloodline, your bloodline.
Not quite.
Your bloodline knocks it down 19. But, you know, he's number one in the country because, you know, everybody knows what type of family he is, what type of kid he is. They know the training, the mentality, checks the boxes. So, I think people use that a negative. Now, I will say this. This kid coming to college, nobody's ever faced what he's going to face. Mm-hmm. I mean, the expectations on him, and they've done a great job. This family has done a great job. But the expectations on Arch Manning, it's going to be tough.
I know you have to walk a fine line with this one, but I got to ask. Nick Saban, Jimbo Fisher in the news. Nick Saban saying point blank, Texas A&M bought all of the players.
Yeah.
Was that a little out of line for Coach?
I was surprised because Nick Saban is a very calculated guy. He never really drops the ball. He kind of dropped the ball on that one. And yeah, I know he was in a setting that he probably – the juices got flowing a little right. bit. He's trying to rally his troops. Man, everything Nick Saban says publicly is going viral, and he takes a shot at Deion Sanders. He takes a shot at Jimbo in this day and age. Oh, by the way, in the offseason, oh, I knew that night that Friday the content was going to be unreal. Mm. And it was ever. It dominated sports. He was on the PGA yesterday.
I know.
Saturday morning, had him on the PGA. I'm like, man, this is crazy. But my personal opinion, that's a little more deep-rooted. I don't think they're real good fans of each other. And the comments that Jimbo made in that press conference.
Oh, my goodness.
That man went for a Sugar Ray straight to the gut. You know what I mean? He took a shot.
Rusty Manziel from 24/7 Sports joining us here in the locker room on the Fan, 680-93.7 FM. What I took from that, Rusty, is that you have a frustrated college coach who still has a fantastic program. What changes do you think, maybe not just with tactical approaches, but with mentality, do you think college coaches are going to have to go through with a lot of things not decided with NIL deals and how that impacts guys moving already in their programs and guys potentially coming into their programs from high school?
The biggest thing is collectives. People don't know if they're legal or not. Mm-hmm. I mean, these recruits are talking to these guys. I had an SEC Power 5 coach tell me they met with a kid a couple of weeks ago, and this is where we are with this. This young man said, Coach, you got to talk to my agent. And like,
wow.
You got to talk to him. And the kid didn't think anything wrong, and he wasn't being like conceited. That's where we are. Like, this kid had an agent and a marketing team, and when it got down to, hey, what are you looking for in NIL, Coach? You got to talk to my agent. I mean, that's where we are. So I don't know the collective, what the NCAA decides to do with collectives. And they came out and said it's not legal to pay for the players to come in. Texas A&M AD, I believe, had a quote this weekend that said, hey, none of our kids got an NIL deal until they're on campus. Mm-hmm. So, you know, how do you get around that? I mean, the biggest frustration for me in talking to parents, they don't know what's legal.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because everybody comes at you like, this is legal. Talk to this collective. They've got you set up. When you get here, this is what it is. They don't know what's legal.
Well, the other part of the equation is the tampering in the portal.
Oh,
you know, Jordan Addison obviously goes to USC, and I said he almost did one of those deals where – when it first came out, he was going to SC.
Yeah.
Pat Narduzzi and Pitt were hopping mad. Well, he got him off the trail because he starts looking at other schools, only to circle back to USC.
Yeah.
Nick Saban, the other part of his equation was saying Miami did this with Nigel Pack in basketball. Got him an $800,000 deal today or a couple of hours after he signed. How do they regulate that? Or is there a way?
There's got to be proof. Until they come down on somebody, and it'd have to be a text message. It had to be a player – SMU went down because of a pissed off linebacker.
Right.
He come back and said, you know what? I'm not playing. Guess what? This is what they did for me.
Well, you also don't want to send checks with company letters. You probably don't want that to happen.
With a
either.
Horse on it.
Oh, man, that's one of the best 30 for 30s ever.
Rusty, are you seeing more student-athletes opt in to take their official visits in the summer like Arch Manning
absolutely.
Is doing or waiting till after the season?
No, absolutely, Joe. Right now, June has replaced December.
Okay.
Joe, when you were going through it, January was the big deal.
Yes.
Then they created the second signing day, so December became a huge deal. Now it's June. This June month, Kirby was over there talking. I heard him tell some guys, this will be the most official visits they've ever had, ever, in June. Like, every weekend's 10 guys.
Good.
Every weekend. And that used to be December. Mm-hmm. You do 10 that first weekend after Thanksgiving. Right. Then you do 10 before signing day, and bam, is it. They'll probably have 30 or 40 official visitors in June. And it is important because these kids, they've been recruited so long. These kids have been recruited since the 8th and 9th grade. They're ready to get this thing over with, but they're going to take their officials. And those 4 weeks in June, it's going to be wide open.
So no off days for Kirby. So no going to the lake this time.
I think he was at Lake Oconee last weekend. That might have been his last supper.
That's crazy. Well, Rusty, it's always great to read everything that you have out there.
Appreciate it, man.
It's always great to talk to you when we get a chance. So we need to do it more often than just at this golf tournament and at the national title game, which I think we were a little under the weather that day, a little bit.
I tell you what, I walked out of that stadium at night at 1 a.m., and I realized what that AFC North was all about.
Yeah.
It hit me like freaking Game of Thrones, man. I was like, what just hit me in the face?
That weather was cold.
It was brutal.
Finn will tell you that's great football weather.
That is not true. 100% not true.
Well, I say 80.
Thank you for your time, Rusty.
Appreciate it, guys.
Great information as always, and we'll be calling and catching up with you soon.
Spring is here and baseball is back. You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon Background Screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.